This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Flood-ravaged Punjab is slowly returning to normalcy after losing 46 lives and suffering extensive damage to land, property and livestock. The state government has pegged the estimated losses to over 13,000 crore rupees. About 2,000 villages and a population of over 3.87 lakh has been impacted. More from our correspondent.
About 2,000 villages and a population of over 3.87 lakh has been impacted. Overflowing of Markanda and Tangri rivers in Haryana are giving jitters to Patiala and surrounding areas which are facing floods. Local administrations along with relief and rescue teams of Indian Army, NDRF, BSF and volunteers are working round the clock to diminish the impact of water. State government has ordered to open all educational institutions on September 9 after proper checking of the buildings by staff tomorrow. Rajesh Bali, Akashvani News, Jalandhar.
Meanwhile, in flood-hit Himachal Pradesh, the pace of the monsoon has slowed down in the past 24 hours with intermittent rainfall continuing. We have a report.
In recent days, heavy rainfall, landslides and flash floods have severely disrupted normal life in Himachal Pradesh. According to the State Emergency Operations Center, three national highways and 866 link roads are still blocked for traffic. These include National Highway 3 and National Highway 305 in Kullu and National Highway 505 in Lahol Spiti. In the upper areas of Shimla district, many link roads remain blocked, preventing apple growers from transporting their produce to the markets. Administrative and police teams are working on a war footing to clear the road. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashvani News, Shimla.
The Indian Air Force, IAF, has carried out a major humanitarian operation in landslide-affected regions of Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab and Himachal Pradesh. In a social media post, Western Air Command of IAF said Indian Air Force helicopters evacuated 541 people from Bharmaur Chamba sector and airlifted over 10,000 kgs of essential relief material in Kullu and Kishtwar sectors. Meanwhile, IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall over Gujarat and Rajasthan till tomorrow. According to IMD, isolated places of Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Uttarakhand are expected to witness heavy to very heavy rainfall in the next 2 to 3 days. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today kicked off Mukhya Mantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana, a new scheme aimed at providing employment opportunities for women. The Chief Minister also flagged off several publicity vans to popularize the Yojana and launched the portal of the scheme. Under this scheme, one woman from every family in the state will be provided financial assistance to start a business of her choice. As the first installment of financial support, each selected woman will receive 10,000 rupees through direct benefit transfer to start a chosen employment activity. India reaffirmed its commitment to an open, fair and inclusive multilateral trading system with the World Trade Organization. At the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Trade Ministers meeting held in Russian city Vladivostok yesterday, India also stressed the scope to leverage the SCO's collective strengths for shared prosperity. In a statement, the Commerce and Industry Minister said the country highlighted the need for export diversification, reducing dependency and building resilient supply chains. Japan's Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba today announced that he will step down as leader of the world's fourth largest economy amid growing political discord within his party. Mr. Ishiba's LDP-led coalition lost its upper house majority in an election in July. The announcement comes after Japan struggled to reach a trade agreement with the US and protect its massive auto sector from high duties. A rare celestial event is set to unfold tonight as a total lunar eclipse will be visible in the night sky. It will be clearly visible across India, including cities like Delhi, Mumbai, Kolkata and Bengaluru, as well as in other parts of Asia, Australia, Eastern Africa and parts of Europe. According to media reports, the eclipse will begin tonight at 8:58 and end at 2:25 a.m. later tonight. In hockey, India will take on South Korea in the Summit Clash of Men's Asia Cup tournament in Rajgir in Bihar this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. In the U.S. Open tennis, top seed and defending champion Jannik Sinner will take on second seed Carlos Alcaraz in the men's singles final in New York tonight at 11:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.